You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us on Wake Up Call on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. All right, the big news yesterday kind of came out of nowhere was USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten, leaving the Pac-12. I thought this was really, really shocking. Matt Mershell joins us, the Orlando Sentinel, helps us always with the college football news, and he joins us now to sort of help process this a little bit. Did this come out of nowhere, Matt?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it may not have been out of nowhere for Big Ten officials who've been kind of maybe working on this, but I think this was kind of out of left field, and I don't think the Big Ten really kind of pushed to get this going. I think this became obviously USC and UCLA were looking around and looking at the landscape and saw that the Pac-12, you know, was way behind when you talk about revenue in regards to the SEC and the Big Ten. It was time to make a move and reached out to the Big Ten. And I think obviously the Big Ten was eager to, you know, to add these two properties, so to speak, and help, you know, boost their footprint. So the biggest thing is how quiet it was. Normally these kind of moves, you get a little bit of a hint here or there, maybe something was going on. We didn't get any sort of thing like that. It just kind of came out of nowhere yesterday afternoon.
Was it surprising that UCLA and USC, and again, I think they would be the big presence in a room of all the teams if they were to get together in a conference room, they would have the biggest presence. Are you surprised that they didn't say, hey, how can we make this conference better? We'd rather be in a better Pac-12 than go to the Big Ten.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, just based on what the direction of the Pac-12, I mean, you look around and, you know, it last, you know, decade or so, you know, the Pac-12 has really struggled, especially with its media rights deals. They felt like, you know, they weren't the best deals possible. You know, remember, you know, several years ago when they created the Pac-12 network, they thought that was going to be the thing that was going to help put them on the map, so to speak, when it came to money and media rights deals. And it just never did. It never materialized. And, you know, I think, you know, George Klipkoff comes around and, you know, he's the new, you know, commissioner. And I think people thought, okay, maybe that'll change. And if you look around and you don't feel like you're getting the best deal possible, I mean, you've got to figure out, okay, what can we do to make this work? And you look at the Big Ten, you look at the SEC, and you think, okay, well, these are the conferences that are obviously making the big moves. They're the ones that are going to, you know, that are at the head of all this. What can we do to be a part of that? And I think, you know, you reach out and say, listen, we're interested in leaving. What are you guys interested in taking us? Well, the Big Ten would be stupid if they said no. I mean, they're looking around. I don't care about geography anymore. I'm looking at the fact that the Big Ten now holds media markets in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia. I mean, you've got major media markets now. And you know, if you're the Big Ten, you're thinking, okay, yeah, this is a great deal for us, and it's going to help expand everything. Now, how is that going to affect other sports outside of football and basketball remains to be seen. But this, to me, seems like a no-brainer for them. So I think that's why USC and UCLA said, listen, we're just going to make the move. We're going to go. It's going to pay off in the long run. And we're a major glitzy market. We should be in one of those big conferences.
If you're the Big Ten now and you have a conference that has 16 teams and you go coast to coast from sea to shining sea, it seems like everybody now is in play. If you were once a little bit hesitant because of geography, well, this blows this out the window. There's no reason why you can't go after anybody that's interested in you.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think the days of geography limiting your conferences are gone. I just think that right now, that it's a whole new ballgame when we come to this. I mean, I think everyone's looking around and thinking, what can we do to make these things work? I think what the Big Ten is looking at is like, listen, we're in the middle of negotiating our TV media rights deal. We're talking with ESPN. We're talking with Fox. We're talking to try to get a big new deal. Well, now this opens the play. I mean, if I'm those TV providers, I'm like all of a sudden even more intrigued. I get the LA market now. That's great. You know, yeah. I mean, that gives us more eyes. I mean, so all of a sudden what could have been a pretty good deal for Big Ten, even a great deal, just got elevated 100 times more. And I think now you're looking around, if you're the Big Ten, you think, okay, we're at 16 teams. We may go two more. We may sometime, and maybe the future, they said they aren't going to do that now, but maybe the future, we want to pluck out an Oregon or a Washington or a Stanford. I think what the Big Ten really has its eyes set on is Notre Dame. I think they would love to get Notre Dame joining. I think if they got Notre Dame, I think then all of a sudden the Big Ten becomes the premier conference in college athletics. But it's going to be a hard sell because Notre Dame has spent so much time telling people they're not interested in joining a conference at this point.
It is so wild when you talk about geography. It doesn't seem that long ago we were like, what about the West Virginia volleyball team? How are they going to go to Lubbock? That's ridiculous. It doesn't seem to bother anybody anymore. That being said, let's touch on Notre Dame a little bit. You're right. They've been, obviously, all the years that they're hesitant to join a conference, and they don't have to. But in the end, do you see them seeing a bit, like, is college football creating a better landscape for them to finally jump in the pool of being a part of a conference football-wise?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think what's going to eventually happen is, I think Notre Dame, you know, throughout the fall, I think Notre Dame's going to continue to remain independent for the next maybe couple of years. But I think they're looking around, and they're going to say, okay, well, you know, being independent isn't necessarily feasible, financially feasible for us anymore. You know what I mean? Because you're looking around and what are going to give you the best opportunities to, you know, to get into the college football playoff, to get into the, you know, to have a good spot at the table for the NCAA tournament. What are we going to do that's going to help us get that position? You know, if the playoff expands to, you know, to 12, I mean, imagine, you know, what could happen in the next couple of years if the Pac-12 crumbles, or if they decide to do something like join the Big 12 and merge into a super conference. You know, this seems to be the trend we're heading towards, is super conferences. And if that's the case, you know, Notre Dame might be thinking, okay, it's now it's going to be the time. Now or never is going to be the time to do something like this. But, I mean, there are going to be a lot of suitors for Notre Dame. And I mentioned Big Ten, the ACC. Listen, Notre Dame's already got most of its sports in the ACC right now. The ACC has talked about trying to get Notre Dame to come in as a full member of football. They saw what the benefit of it was in 2020 during the pandemic season when they were in there for that 1 year, and you saw what they were able to do. They got ACC got two teams in the playoff. So there's only a lot of suitors. I mean, it would shock me if the SEC didn't throw its hat in the ring on this one, you know, saying we're interested in that. Now, whether Notre Dame is ready to make that move, I think it's something that's probably going to have to remain to be seen in the next couple of years.
Outside of maybe the Pac-12, and this answer might be a little bit more obvious, but which conference did you think panicked a bit by this news? Who got a little worried that they were going to start getting poached, whether it was by the Big Ten or maybe the SEC, who's looking around going, yeah, we'll devour some of these teams up too?
I think the ACC. I think the ACC now is looking around and thinking, the only thing that saves the ACC is they've got a grant of rights deal they just signed a couple of years ago that extends to 2036. That's a really tough sell, you know, for a school to get out of there. But if you're the SEC, why not look around now and say, what about Florida State? What about North Carolina? What about Miami? What about Clemson? You know, why wouldn't you grab some of those schools, expand your footprint again even more, and, you know, add value to your conference, go up to maybe like a 20 team conference, and, you know, find a way to get these schools, you know, away from the ACC. So I think if you're the ACC, all of a sudden you're a little nervous. You're a little nervous because you know you've got some teams in your conference that are, there's some schools in your conference that are probably looking around going, well, listen, if this is going to happen and the SEC and Big Ten are going to be the premier conferences and they're paying their schools $100, $110 million a year in 2029, we want to be a part of that, you know what I mean? So I'm sure there were a lot of nervous phone calls being shared, you know, among the ACC schools and the ACC leadership, just to kind of reassure everyone that they're trying to do whatever they can. I'm not sure what they can do. I mean, at this point, they're already locked into a new television deal. It's going to take something else to make something like that happen.
Matt Mitchell joins us on a Progressive Guest Line, Orlando Sentinel, on the news from college football yesterday. So this is a two-part question. Where exactly are we right now with the possible expansion of the playoff, and does this news facilitate that in any way?
I don't know if it facilitates it, but I mean, I think, you know, they're supposed to, you know, conference officials were supposed to be getting them together in August to talk about this, you know, get back on the big back together and start thinking about what they want to do to move forward, you know, with expansion of the playoff. You know, they have a little bit of room, a little bit of time now that they're going to go through to the 2025 year, you know, with the final year of the playoff. I still think they're going to expand. Now, whether they necessarily, if it's going to be 12, and if it's going to be 12, do they want to have the six, you know, the six, you know, the automatic qualifiers and six conference, you know, six automatic qualifiers, you know, where the conferences get their spot in the playoff automatically. I'm not sure if that's going to be on the table necessarily, especially as you don't know what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years. You know, like I said, if the Big Ten wants to add something in the future, if the SEC wants to reach out, if the Big 12 wants to be aggressive and they want to try to pluck an Oregon or a Washington or someone or Arizona, Arizona State, you know, into their league, you know, then all bets are off because you may not see the Pac-12 survive. And so, you know, I think there's this, it makes these discussions all of a sudden a little bit more tenuous. Now, listen, the whole reason that the expansion talk broke down in the first place was because SEC gets Texas and Oklahoma, and all of a sudden people are looking around and seeing the landscape change. Well, the landscape has continued to change. It's crumbling in some ways. So I think, you know, if you're a conference commissioner, you've got to be really worried what's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 years. Are we even going to have these conferences? And if you're the Big Ten and SEC, and, you know, I know Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, kind of hinted at this, you know, why not look around at your own playoff system? Why jump in with everyone else? Why not think to yourself, we don't really necessarily need this. We could form our own with the Big Ten, and we'd have a pretty good playoff system in its own right. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but I'm sure that's something that's probably going to be the back of the mind.
All right, let's go to the Pac-12. Losing these two is a huge blow. No offense to Oregon, but these are the monsters of your conference. What do they do now? Are they looking around now? Do they try to get four to make up for two? How do they figure this one out?
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to try to do. They have to look around and think what's the best option. How do you do that? Do you try to go for like the Big 12 and say, okay, we're going to try to convince some of these Big 12 schools, hey, come on, join us. You know, come over. Whether you know, it's like an Oklahoma State, or whether you bring someone else in there, or does the Pac-12, you know, if they can't convince the Big 12 schools to leave, you know, do they just go, you know, to a Group of Five route? Do they go to like the Mountain West, for instance? They look at a school like Boise State, they look at like Fresno State, and they add a couple schools like that. I'm not sure if that helps them at all. I don't think that gives them much value when you're talking about, revenue, television revenue, and eyes on TVs. And I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to get those other schools to feel very confident in the direction of the Pac-12. If you're telling me, you know, the Boise States and the Fresno States or the San Diego States are going to help us, you know, salvage our conference. So I think they have to look around. I mean, and who knows? Like I mentioned before, I mean, you know, if they're really thinking outside the box and you go to the Big 12 and you think, let's sit down and let's talk about maybe merging. Let's maybe put together our own super conference and we bring everyone together and you see, you know, it's a 2022 member conference. You know, we just find a way to make it work. So right now, I know there's a lot of Pac-12 officials that are trying to figure out what's the next best move. I think for the leadership of the Pac-12, it's trying to keep everyone calm while they try to figure out what's going to happen next.
Wild times. Matt, always good having you on, my friend. Thank you so much for helping us process all of this news that blew us up yesterday. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Take care.
You got it. Matt Michelle, Orlando Sentinel, our progressive guest line. Yeah, it like you said, people even in the know didn't see this one coming. It came and it was unanimous vote and boom, there you go. We're seeing a different landscape of college football, but it's changing kind of all the time. We'll come back as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.